Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Tony Pearson, Master Inventor and Senior Marketing Consultant for IBM. Welcome, Tony.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Tony, you've got one of the most interesting titles that we've ever had on Chip Chat, which is Master Inventor at IBM. What does that really mean?
Well, there's a point system. IBM encourages its employees to submit patents. You get 1 point for ideas that are considered good but not good enough to file for patents, and then 3 points if the idea is good enough to actually file a patent. And then once you get 36 points or higher, you become Master Inventor status. I have now 19 patents and a few other not good enough to be filed invention disclosures. When I crossed over the 36 points, I made Master Inventor, so I was very happy about that.
That's fantastic. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the patents and inventions that you are particularly proud of?
Well, all my patents are related to storage, so I do disk drives, tape drives. I have patents for moving data from disk to tape, from one tape to another tape, backups, migration, space management, storage management issues. I've done patents for the mainframe, our virtual tape server, TSM, Tivoli Storage Manager, which is our backup software. We have a variety of storage products, and most of the patents are related to the software that manages them.
One of the events that's coming up is the IBM Edge event, June 4th through 8th in Orlando. That's been really a premier storage event for a number of years. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, we're actually combining three premier events that we had into one. So the System Storage Technical University, and then we're combining it with what we used to call the Executive Summit. And then the third one was training for all of our business partners. I'm very excited that this year they have decided to bring all three of them into one big conference. So we'll actually have everything storage under one roof.
How many folks are you expecting out there?
Well, we're expecting about 1,500 attendees. I've been to larger conferences that are 20, 30, 40,000 people, and you just get lost in the crowd. So 1,500 is just the right amount. You can actually have face-to-face talk time with people. You can actually run in people in the hallways and talk to them. The size is just right.
I've been looking through the sessions that you'll be delivering. You're going to be a busy guy. One that caught my eye is Smarter Storage for Smarter Computing. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's about and why this is a focus for the storage arena?
Yeah, we came out with the Smarter Computing Initiative last year in support of our Smarter Planet goal of helping to address larger issues in business and society. And then Smarter Computing was focused on how that actually happens. We have big data analytics and demonstration of technology like the IBM Watson that beat two humans in Jeopardy, and other forms of analytics that big data can really help provide some insights to how marketplaces are shifting, how people are talking about your product on social media, and in real time so that you can actually take action and do something about it. And then the second theme for Smarter Computing is workload-optimized systems. And if you think about it, you know, there's general-purpose systems and there are single-purpose systems, single-purpose that do one thing, like a firewall, you know, server or something like that. But we're looking for something in between that is maybe not single-purpose, but not necessarily general-purpose, that might be tuned to the specific task or the workload. And then the third theme is cloud computing and being able to really address the management issue. We're finding now 50, 60, 70% of people's IT budgets are now spent managing what has become just an uncontrolled mess of servers and wires. And cloud can either be implemented as a private cloud internally or take advantage of public cloud capabilities outside. And in both cases, the management infrastructure is better than what people have traditionally today. So we're taking those big, broad themes and then focusing on how can we shift our strategy for storage so that it can make better use of capabilities for big data analytics? How can we deliver cloud storage? storage that is ideal for cloud deployments, either as a private cloud implementation or for public cloud providers to use our storage. And how can we customize our storage so that it can be more optimized for specific workloads?
What are the new challenges introduced by cloud that seem most daunting in terms of the growth of storage that will be coming over the next 5 years?
Yeah, I think that it's mostly procedural and politics. We're improving the management software. We're improving cross-platform capabilities. Virtualization is helping. But I think that the problem is you're going to go from 45 people down to maybe 15 people. Let's say you improve the productivity threefold. How do you deal with that? And how many of the 45 people are on board for that kind of conversion or transformation? And we've seen that in other industries where things shrunk down. And the people who you need to make that happen to be affected by that directly. So that's, I've seen procedures, politics. Not everybody is in buy-in mode. We've always done it this way, and we'd like to keep doing it this way, even though it seems obvious that many of the techniques now are just not sustainable, not at these growth rates.
When you look at the hierarchy of storage within the data center and more in-memory solutions coming out, do you think the age of tape is going behind us and that disk will become a new tape? Or do you think that tape still has a vital role within the data center moving forward?
Well, you know, I have a nice chart for that I'll be presenting at Edge. We're finding a lot of new use cases for tape from things that used to be traditionally on paper or film. People are finding that things are now cheaper to store on tape, easier to have two or three copies on tape than it is on paper or film. And tape is 15 to 20 times cheaper than disk on a dollar per gigabyte basis. Tape and disk share a lot of common DNA. And because the technologies are shared and the R&D is shared, as long as there's that ratio of cost difference, then their relative positions will remain the same. The stuff you put on disk will stay on disk, and the stuff you put on tape will stay on tape.
Well, Tony, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I've learned a lot in this interview, and look forward to hearing from my colleagues about the success of the Edge event. I know that we're a diamond sponsor there. So thanks so much for being on the program, and hope you have a great show.
You're welcome.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.